Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Every year in late spring, Louisiana wildlife officials begin receiving reports of abandoned deer fawns from concerned citizens. Often young fawns are observed alone with their mothers nowhere in sight, which leads to the almost always erroneous conclusion that the fawn has been abandoned. Exceptions occur, such as when the doe is known to have been struck by a vehicle, but they are uncommon. Problems occur when well-intentioned people attempt to rescue the apparent orphans. Several studies, some using radio telemetry to track deer movements, have shown that it is very common and natural for does to leave their fawns for extended periods during the day to feed. In these situations, the does always return and have no problem locating their young. Even if the fawns move while they are gone, their mothers have no trouble tracking them down using their keen sense of smell. Capturing fawns is almost always counterproductive from a natural standpoint. They are rarely orphaned, and it is very difficult to successfully reintroduce pen-raised fawns into the wild. It's also against the law. An interesting note on a related subject involves the differences in the breeding cycle of deer in our area. Although fawns can be born any time from late spring until early fall, those in the delta lands east of the Washita River, and particularly those in parishes along the Mississippi River, tend to be born about a month later than those in the hills west of the Washita River. The gestation period is the same, about 205 days, and the reason for this variation is not clearly understood. Perhaps deer in the low-lying areas evolved a breeding regime better adapted to the historic annual backwater flooding there. If this is the case, man-made levees and drainage districts have mostly eliminated the cause of divergence in the breeding cycles, and future adaptation may bring the hill deer and swamp deer back into sync.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
It's the Most of the Big Band Show. I'm Richard Harrison.
Hello again. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller.
You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer.
Hi, this is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up on Bill Street Caravan.
Hello, and welcome to Acoustic Cafe. I'm your host, Rob Reinhart,
New Orleans, all the way live.
My name is George Engmeyer.
Hello, this is Garrison Keillor.
You're listening to The Set List. I'm Josh Madden.
Your financial support makes these programs possible here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.